Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Fan Morning Show. Reminder, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Ben Charrington on...
Covering the camera with a newspaper.
Wait, were you picking your nose
no,
like Jim?
No, I was covering the camera with a newspaper. like I'm coming out of... Like I'm a perp. We're coming out of court.
That's a solid move.
You gotta go like this. cover the face with your hands. No, the big move is the shirt up over the face like this.
Yes, do that. Jack Kearney walking me out of court.
So what's it... What's this obit you saw? That
oh, this lady.
I want to get out the paper and follow along.
It's on the very back page of B6 okay. of your Pittsburgh Post-Gazette if you're scoring at home here.
Is it Barbara Watkins?
Barbara Watkins, yes. Knee Rupsik. That was her maiden name here. So what a great life. It's born in 1925. Do the math. I don't know how old that makes her. Almost 100, 96, right?
96.
Pretty old. So she's Croatian. She immigrated. Her father immigrated from Croatia. So some highlights in her obituary. So she was a member of the Croatian Lodge in McKeesport. I mean, come on, who isn't? She loved stuffed cabbage, chicken, paprikash. She regularly attended Croatian Day at Kennywood Park, enjoyed roasting lamb, the tamburitzin music, all of that, yada, yada, yada. Now listen to this. So, in 1994, even while the country was still at war, she went back to Croatia with her sisters and said, it's just a little shrapnel, she assured, the occasional bombings near the airport on that trip.
Oh,
so,
wow.
One of the highlights is, I'm going back to Croatia to visit even war-torn Croatia. I don't care. Wait,
goodness.
There's more, though. So she moved to Corvallis, Oregon in 2002 to be with her, near her daughter, you know? And so a couple more things, right? She bowled well into her 80s, and what she lacked in velocity, she made up with accuracy. She threw a mean curve that teetered on the edge of the right gutter before veering left toward the head pin. Even in her 80s, she had that big spin in that curve, throwing
sticky
the English
stuff
on it.
At Playmore in Lincoln Place.
Right,
that was
she
her
was
spot.
Quite proficient at picking up those spares. That away, Babs. Barbara getting it done. avid baseball and football fan, of course. She attended many Pirates games. Listen to this. Barbara still, to this day, bemoaned how Harvey Haddix was not credited with a no-hitter despite pitching 12 perfect innings. She also loved football, of course. She's from Western Pennsylvania. Via Croatia, right? So anyway, she loved football. So she moved to the Pacific Northwest. She liked the Mariners and the Oregon State Beavers and Seahawks. However, when the Steelers played the Seahawks in Super Bowl Extra Large, there was no question where her loyalties lied as she bled black and gold till the end. So don't let living in the Pacific Northwest fool you. Yes. So rest in peace, Barbara. Lots going on for her. What a lady.
What a great.
See that bowling game.
Threw that hook into her 80s.
Enjoyed outings to the Oregon coast, especially if they involved side trips to Chinook Winds Casino.
There we go. Lay it down.
Love it.
Those penny slots.
Penny slots and a little bit of barboot, maybe. I don't know what she was playing. She seems like a Keno sort of person, maybe.
Yeah.
Barbara, I love it. Apricot filled cookies, and she made nut rolls.
I bet those
apple
nut rolls
strudel,
were freaking delicious.
Croatian Day at Kennywood Park. Yeah.
Those are wild times.
Those are wild. What a woman, though. What
I
a
know.
Woman. I love it. But how about bemoan the Harvey Haddix no hitter? Perfect game, 12 innings. Just mad about it. I love.
I don't blame her.
You read these obituaries, though. I'll tell you two things that you find in these obituaries. One. The women of this age, you know, 80s and up, right? How much they were, and all. First of all, a lot of them had a lot of kids, and what they had to do to kind of just keep a family. And two, the men that are 75 plus, every one of them served for our country.
Oh yeah,
in the obituaries, it really is crazy that the generation that is 75 plus right will never be matched. It'll never be matched in how selfless they were. But the women and what they did for their family and the men and what they did for our country.
The greatest generation, Jim.
It's incredible, Jim. It really is.
Yeah, my mom was born in 1925. I wish she was around that long.
You know, I mean, sadly, she died in her 70s.
Would she have been a good bowler as Barbara here?
No, she was a good tennis player.
Oh, yeah?
She was the best basketball player at Keene High.
If there were a casino in New Hampshire, would she have?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
She'd smoke a cigarette, though, and watch you gamble, right?
She would have yelled at me.
What about like pool tab tickets?
She would have had that Marlboro sticking out.
What about like pool tab
tickets?
With the
red lipstick on the filter.
At the church carnival.
We did go to the St. Bernard's Bazaar. Yeah. Yes, we did.
How was that, right? Chuck-a-luck, a little bit of
I like this, you know, the spinning wheel thing.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves a money wheel, Jim.
I was always afraid of those rides.
Oh, forget the rides. The money wheel is where
it was. You know what we never did, though?
The money wheel at the church carnival when you're a kid.
I was gambling when I was five.
It was allowed as long as the church was was raking in some cash. It was okay.
It was the height of feeling like, I don't know, as a 9 or 10 year old, like you were legit, right? You'd walk up there and your 5 or 10 or 20 bucks or whatever you had would spend just the same as all those adults standing around the wheel.
And I'll never forget the old men, they're half in the bag drinking at the beer garden. Then they go and man the money wheel thing and they would wear the nail holders from Busy
Beaver
that were tied on their back. Yep. Right. That's where they jammed the money into. Uh-huh. And they're from Busy Beaver. They would get them. And that's the ones they would have. Oh, that was something else. But I first learned, I'm like, wait a minute. So this gambling thing, I'm serious. I was probably like 6 years old.
Right.
I was like, how does this work? And it may have been Sharpsburg Police Chief Leo Rutsky teaching me this.
I bet he was.
Him and his cronies. I remember them saying, okay, you like put a quarter right here if you think it's going to be six dice and a two dice, because it was formulated by dice, you know?
Okay.
And you put it there, and I go, okay, so if one of those does, I get another quarter? And they're like, yeah. And I go, well, what if one of them isn't? And then we take it. That's your indoctrination to gambling, right? If it doesn't come, well, what happens? Then we take your money, and I don't get any more. No. Okay. Were you willing to go down that road? Okay. I'm in. But there's some magic when they put another quarter down or another dollar down and you win. You're like, ooh, 1-800-GAMBLE.
I'm excited now. I just looked it up. St. Thomas of Becket. It's Triumph of the Holy Cross now.
Where's this?
The parish. On Jefferson Hills, right off Gilhall Road.
Oh, I thought you meant in Keene.
Their carnival is next week.
Oh, my.
Now I'm amped. I got to go one night. Got to take the kids.
Funnel cake and $5. You could have the time of your life.
Yes, sir.
Actually, you know what? I haven't seen. They're not set up in Aetna. It's going to be about that time, right?
Yes, in Aetna, and then they do it up Cherry City. They have one there. You drive up there. Right, pull tab, attention, number 1-877 on the blue ticket.
You got to be way more overmodulated than that. It's got to be completely unintelligible, like a New York subway mic.
It's a guy with a bullhorn.
The number is 8-6-4-2.
I know.
8-6-4-2.
They do that on purpose so there's no winner. Nobody can hear their number.
And then the best is right.
Come to the back of the fire hall. Come to the back of the fire hall and ask for Babs. Ask for Babs.
Huh?
Oh, man. You never understand what they
there,
said.
Cherry City.
Oh, the Sharpsburg one was down at the field, too. That was great. And there was always a fight. There was one that was set up too all the time.
Well, yeah, like somebody disrespected somebody in the middle of the hall in eighth grade, ninth grade, whatever. You were gonna have it out tonight, carnival.
You know what another move was at that Sharpsburg fair? The light things that there were the lights for the poles. There was just like a kill switch that was on a telephone pole. And every year, some joker would walk by and pull.
They wouldn't lock it?
No, it was just hanging. It was like a emergency red switch that you could pull down. It would make all the lights in the field go out. Some joker would walk by, you know, right after it got 9:30, 10 o'clock. Every year without fail at one point. And then they'd have to go like purple. It would take like 25 minutes for them to turn back on.
You're standing
and
there in the half
dark. If they caught you, you got in trouble.
Yeah, I think Leo would.
You would run like hell.
Kids just hang out at church carnivals anymore like they used to when we were kids?
I don't know. Kind of get afraid to talk to girls, then maybe talk to girls.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
big deal. Eighth grade, you sat on the little hill in front of St. Wendelin's, and you would, if you were lucky, you got to kiss a girl.
Wow. Forget that. I was playing chuck-a-luck.
Sparking.
I was trying to get into the poker tent.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.